CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Police and protesters clashing in Davos, Switzerland, where President Clinton was speaking to a conference of business leaders. The demonstrators say big business is deciding the fate of the world. Also at the conference, Energy Secretary Bill Richardson. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier says he was asked a lot of questions about the U.S. government's acknowledgement that some American workers develop cancer because of their work at nuclear weapons plants.
Energy Secretary Bill Richardson told CBS News that thousands of government workers may have contracted life-threatening diseases while building nuclear weapons.
We are now saying if there can be scientific determination that our workers were exposed doing their nuclear weapons work, primarily in the 50s, 60s, and beyond, that the government will compensate. The government will medically monitor its workers.
He says it could cost millions of dollars in compensation and medical bills, but that it's high time for the government to do the right thing. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Davos, Switzerland.
Relatives of some of the victims of those who died in the 1996 crash of TWA Flight 800 are threatening to sue, claiming the government is lying about the official cause of the crash. Investigators say a series of events, including damaged wires and corrosion, could have caused a spark in the fuel tank. Thomas Stalkup speaks for some families and doesn't buy that explanation.
The official explanation for the crash is completely false and can be contradicted by the radar data itself. The radar data shows that the plane did not climb like the NTSB and FBI says it did.
Former FBI official and CBS News consultant James Kallstrom says he understands how frustrated the families are.
I think the void of not having an answer all this time certainly adds to conspiracy theories.
TWA Flight 800 blew up in midair after taking off from New York City. Some football legends are heading into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Steelers owner Dan Rooney, and old-timer nominee Dave Wilcox. Lott says he can hardly believe he's gotten the honor.
When you think of the people who have played in the National Football League, and you think of people who are the best, and they say to you that, hey, you can walk on the field with me. That's incredible.
Lott, along with Joe Montana, were the offensive and defensive cornerstones of the 49ers championship teams in the 82, 85, 89, and 90 Super Bowls. The South is getting sick and tired of winter weather. North Carolina has been particularly hard hit again. Larry Summers operates a snowplow in Colfax and is hoping his machinery holds up.
Our equipment's not used to running but 8 or 9 hours a day, and it's taking its toll on the equipment. I mean, we're starting to see a few breakdowns. Equipment's not used to being run for, you know, 22 or 23 hours a day.
Super Bowl officials say tomorrow's big game will go on as scheduled in frozen Atlanta. This is CBS News.
William Shatner here for Priceline.com. When I'm on the road, I like to be pampered. I want the best hotel room for my money. That's why I use Priceline. With Priceline, I can stay in any hotel I want, even 4 and 5 star luxury hotels, but always pay budget rates in just about any city nationwide. So pamper yourself. Book your next hotel on Priceline. Name your own price for hotel rooms, airline tickets, mortgages, new cars, even groceries. Log on to Priceline.com today or call 1-800-PRICELINE.
CBS Sunday on the Hallmark Hall of Fame movie. Atticus and his son never saw eye to eye.
They don't expect much from you.
Now his son is missing in a foreign land, and Atticus will stop at nothing to find the truth.
I came down here to take care of this, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
But everywhere he goes, there's a question.
Maybe somebody else saw him. Maybe there's a witness.
Everywhere he turns, there's a lie. Academy Award winner James Coburn.
I can't lose him again.
In the world premiere of Hallmark Hall of Fame's Missing Pieces. CBS Sunday, February 6th.
Not everyone's happy to see boxer Mike Tyson heading into action tonight. CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers says some don't want him in England.
On a cold, rainy night here in Manchester, a few dozen women demonstrating against domestic violence have gathered around flickering candles in what's known locally as the Peace Garden. They're venting their anger that Tyson was allowed into the country and fighting in their hometown. Meanwhile, about a block away, a couple hundred boxing fans are milling around outside of Tyson's hotel, hoping to catch a glimpse of what to them is their hero. The controversial boxer is just hours away from stepping into the ring. Tom Rivers, CBS News, Manchester, England.
Bad weather is good news for some students in Halifax County, Virginia. Because of heavy snow, school officials say they've canceled first semester final exams, and good students will get a perfect score for a test they never took. Other students will get makeup exams later on. I'm Sam Litzinger, CBS News.